I'm Peter Havley. I'm a professor at Harvard Medical School, a professor in the pathology department, and also a professor in the microbiology and immunobiology department. I am currently the president of the Valley Foundation and a member of its board. Well, I can remember very clearly when I first met Bert Valley. I was a fourth-year medical student interviewing for internships, and he was on the interview committee for the Brigham, or for what was known then as the Peter Bent Brigham Hospital, and I discussed this with Bert about 15 years ago. I told him that was the first time I'd met him. He looked at me and told me that he did not remember me.
What did you think of him as a personality and as a man as you met him that day?
Well, an impressive figure. At that point, he was, and this was back in the late 1960s, he was a very prominent scientist, a biomedical scientist, who people knew about, and he was an impressive persona.
How did it go on after that? You were obviously successful in the interview. How did the relationship continue professionally with Bert Valley? When did you then get to know him again?
Well, I didn't go to the Brigham. I did my internship at Mass General Hospital. So I did not really run into Bert Valley again in my career until in the mid-1990s. I was recruited back to Harvard Medical School in 1993 as the chair of the pathology department. I then, probably 2 or 3 years after that, I met Bert Valley because he was the head of the Center for CBBSM, the Center for Biomedical and Biophysical Sciences, and many of the faculty that were in this center had appointments in my department, so I got to know Bert through the process of renewal and promotions of faculty that were in his center. Where I really got to know Bert well was in the early 2000s. We're sitting here in the new research building, which was opened in 2003. My department was one of the first departments to come to the building. We initially had about another 20,000 square feet of space to fill, and Jim Adelstein approached me about the possibility of having Bert Valley join the department and actually move the center into the department. An additional thing that came from this move was that Bert was quite grateful for this, and he agreed to use some of the money that he had in one of his professorships to support the generation of a new professorship, and that professorship is the Bert and Kugi Professorship of Molecular Pathology. And with that, we were able to recruit Wade Harper as then an endowed professor to come and also join the department. So we're sitting on the ninth floor of the NRB. My office and laboratory are at one end of the building. Wade Harper's laboratory was at the other end of the building. And the Center for Biomedical and Biophysical Sciences, which Bert was running, was located between our two laboratories, and Bert's office was right here. So that worked extraordinarily well. He was a good colleague in the department. He went to the faculty research seminars on a regular basis and could be regularly seen walking the halls.
So even at that stage of his life, he was contributing in both a practical and pragmatic way, and also in terms of his own research and in his own collegiality.
Absolutely. A very interactive person who took great pride in meeting the other faculty in the department, inviting them into his office to learn more about what their research was all about, and offering his own thoughts about their own research.
You say that with a smile.
Which occasionally would be accepted. Well, Bert was a character. My office was, you've seen where my office is down at, in the corner of the building. Bert's office was actually right next to them. And it was, I would say, two or three times a week, although I was the chairman of the department, I would be summoned to see Bert. And one wanted to get there as soon as one could. Bert was an interesting, charismatic character.
He had a presence, obviously, wherever he was.
Absolutely, absolutely, and dear friends.
People, it sounds as though people are very loyal to him.
I think he demanded loyalty. And he expected loyalty, and I think he got a lot of loyalty.
You weren't in the same fields, or he wasn't in the same field as you. You had separate research that you were doing. But what was his reputation as a scientist through those decades from when you first knew him? You said he was of great importance as a scientist. Can you, in your own words, say why that was the case?
Well, he was an extraordinary scientist. His discoveries were in zinc metalloenzymes. He discovered metallothionein. One measure of how important a scientist he was that he was elected to the National Academy of Sciences at some early point in his career. He was an extraordinary biophysical scientist and biochemist.
Did he talk to you, and did you have conversations with him about the purpose of the foundation? Did he talk to you about what he wanted for the foundation at that point when you met him in the mid-90s?
Not in the mid-90s. I, as I say, I didn't really get to know him well, although I knew him through issues that surrounded the appointments and reappointments and promotions of people in his center. I really didn't get to know about the foundation and his interest in the foundation more until the early 2000s. And at that time, he personally would select the Valley visiting professors. So the purpose of this was to create visiting professorships. He graciously asked me if I would like to be a Valley visiting professor. He did all of the selection of the initial Valley visiting professors, and I was delighted to do it. It took me two or three years to actually find the time and the opportunity to do it, but in my own professorship, I split it between Oxford and the Pasteur Institute.
What did it mean to you in your career to have that opportunity to do the visiting professorship?
Well, it was a wonderful opportunity. My hosts at Oxford were Dame Louise Johnson, and Alan Hill. I'm a virologist and molecular biologist, and spending time there gave me an opportunity to learn more about biochemistry, discuss biochemistry and structural biology with individuals. We did set up a collaboration around one of the molecules that we were studying called BRD4 with some of the biochemists at Oxford. My time at the Pasteur was spent with Moshe Yaniv, who's been a longtime friend of mine, who is working in my area of research on the papillomaviruses. So it was just a wonderful time to relax, to think about science, and visit friends.
How would you describe, if somebody hadn't heard about the Valley Foundation at all, how would you describe what the Valley Foundation does now in 2016 and well, currently?
Mm-hmm. Well, we often do have to explain what the Valley Foundation is doing because it's still quite young. I remember in the first years where after Bert had passed away, where we were in the process of nominating Valley visiting professors, and I would call individuals and talk to them a little bit about the foundation. At that point, the focus of the foundation was in identifying and supporting visiting professors for a number of years. As the corpus of the foundation grew, and as the various trusts that are the basis of the corpus came into the foundation, we then had to expand the programs. It was the meeting the meeting that we had in Reykjavik. This was after Bert had died, where we. That was the first year that I was on the foundation board, and the goal of that board meeting, we had a wonderful scientific symposium, but the day before the scientific symposium, we also had a board meeting, and the goal of that meeting was to identify other programs that the foundation may support. From that has come the Young Investigator Program to identify young investigators to provide them currently $250,000, which they have at their discretion to spend to support their own research over a five-year period. So that is now become the other major program that is supported by the Valley Foundation.
What do you think makes the Valley Foundation unique? How is it different from other foundations or associations that are out there that are to do with science research?
Well, I think the visiting professorship is quite unique. That really identifies distinguished scientists and gives them the opportunity to spend a one-month sabbatical somewhere. It's very difficult to number one, get the support to do that, but number two, to really get someone to think about doing that and taking that initiative and making that a priority for what they're doing. So I think that really is quite unique. The Young Investigator Program, I think, is very important, especially at these times that resources for young investigators are difficult. Whether it distinguishes the Valley Foundation from other foundations, I'm not sure. There are a number of foundations, certainly the Pew Foundation, the Damon Runyon Foundation, other foundations that basically do support young investigators. So in that sense, I would say the individuals we are selecting are quite distinguished, but I would say our program per se at this point is not necessarily distinguished from other programs, but there is a need for it.
Well, I was going to ask, as the president of the Valley Foundation currently, could you give me some examples of when you're most proud of being part of and being president of the foundation?
Well, I think one of the things I'm very proud of is the new initiative that we're just starting, which is the third program, which will be the N. Coogee Valley Distinguished Lectureship. And we are just kicking this off this year. Jim Adelstein has taken the lead in trying to help define and come up with a program that would recognize and honor Coogee Valley. In this, we have what we've come up with is a distinguished lectureship. The Valley Foundation will support a lectureship every year for a very distinguished woman scientist who will visit over a several-day period an institution and give a lecture for which there will be a very generous honorarium, but will spend those several days also interacting with the other women faculty and women trainees and really use her experience and her career as an opportunity to really mentor and help women scientists elsewhere. And this all being done in the name of Coogee Valley, who herself was a professor in biology and very interested in women's careers. So I think that will be a very distinguishing characteristic for the foundation and something that I think the whole board is really quite proud of.
Looking into the future, what can you see or what do you anticipate happening with the foundation, or what would you like to happen with the foundation?
Well, I think the Young Investigator Awards, I anticipate that the annual or biennial meetings that we have will probably grow more around the young investigators than they will around the Valley visiting professors who are a generation or two beyond the young investigators. So I see that as a potential change. I think one of the real goals of the foundation is to create a community of scientists, and I think that's something that we will likely at one of our future meetings draw the community of visiting professors and young investigators together to really have that discussion of how we can achieve this goal of being a meaningful community in the lives of the people that have been involved in the foundation. So I think going forward, one of the challenges will be to really continue the foundation in the spirit of Birch Valley, but not necessarily with individuals who knew him personally.